Passengers have been advised that more Mango flight delays and cancellations can be expected today as the airline's flight captains and first officers knuckle down in an ongoing wage strike. Pilots are demanding an 8.5% salary increase in the Mango strike. This is according to Solidarity's Dion Reinecker. The trade union represents about 95% of the airline's pilots. The strike began yesterday morning after unsuccessful negotiations between Solidarity and Mango took place on Sunday. According to Reinecker, the airline's offer of a 6% increase is too low.
The reason why we ask 8.5 is the fact that according to the company's PE consultant services report, the pilots at Mango and the first officers receive respectively between a 23% and a 40% less salary than the market. And that's why we ask the company, listen, give us an increase, but give us a couple of percentage more so that we can catch up with the market. But the company refused.
And then a 26-year-old father from Northwest has been arrested after he allegedly killed his four-month-old baby. Police spokesperson Pelinomi Makau says the incident occurred in the Kuma township outside Stilfontein.
According to the information available at this stage, the suspect had an argument with his girlfriend when he grabbed the baby and threw it to the ground. The baby was certified dead on the scene. The matter was reported to the police and the suspect was arrested.
The man is expected to appear in the Stilfontein High Court today. And then police in Northwest are still searching for one suspect in connection with the murder of an elderly couple on their small holding outside Potchefstroom in August this year. This comes after two men who were arrested in connection with the murder of 75-year-old Victor Cooks and his wife Gwen in the Haaskraal area remain in custody and are expected to be back in court next month. Abongile Hala and Makrush Matlo briefly appeared in the local magistrate's court yesterday on charges of, among others, murder. The case was postponed until November the 3rd for further investigation. Meanwhile, police in the province have appealed to members of the community to come forward with information that may lead to the arrest of multiple suspects who robbed and tortured a 59-year-old man and a woman from Brits earlier this month. And then an unusual reddish sky and red morning sun a red-looking sun have been reported across many parts of England. The phenomenon was initially seen in the west of England and Wales before spreading to other areas. BBC weather presenter Simon King said it was due to the remnants of Hurricane Ophelia dragging in tropical air and dust from the Sahara. He added that debris from forest fires in Portugal and Spain was also playing a part. The dust has caused shorter wavelength blue light to be scattered, making it appear more red. Your top story at this hour, passengers have been advised that more Mango flight delays and cancellations can be expected today as the airline's flight captains and first officers knuckle down in an ongoing wage strike. Reach us by phoning our hotline on 082 370 1268.